Question number one. If you are given a choice to live a life where you continue to struggle daily at your workplace, or to not have to work a day in your life anymore while getting an allowance twice as much as what you are getting now at work, which would you choose? Give reasons for your answer. How many of you choose both? Yeah, it's or because back in Pandan, there are a lot of mischievous people. They want to choose both. They want to change the question so that they could have their answer. What about you guys? Both change the question? How many of you feel that what you are doing right now, struggling with your monthly income, and then with the world in great chaos and confusion, where your future may be pretty uncertain according to the voices of men, with inflation, everything seems to be climbing higher and higher, and your savings is basically because of inflation is losing money, and so you're thinking of investing. All these are very real questions that the world will want you to contemplate. And therefore, option number one, will you struggle daily at your workplace for the next 20, 30 years of your life if the Lord tarries and you are still healthy? May not be something that you would like. Because the second option is a life of do whatever your heart desires. You wake up, you enjoy life, you go surfing, mountain climbing, biking, whatever you want to do and enjoy from a physical standpoint. All the time in the world, no need to worry about financial problems, twice the allowance of what you get, probably more than enough to cover your expenses with savings to take care of your future and that of your children. I hope you did not choose number two, but number one. Now, of course, if you choose number two and you spend the rest of your life serving the Lord, that would be good. But how many of you would want to do that? See, serving the Lord should not be based upon your own financial security. There was one foolish elder who started to tell his congregation that I will go into full-time ministry when I become a millionaire, so that when I go into full-time ministry, I do not have to burden the church. Today, he is a multimillionaire and he's not in full-time ministry. That kind of talk sounds good, but it is foolishness. You're never burdening anyone when you serve the Lord. You serve the Lord, you expect nothing from Him other than the privilege of serving the wonderful, the greatest master you could ever imagine. So, therefore, I hope you choose number one because we need to have the stress and strain of daily life in order to keep us on our knees, in order for us to obey the Lord's command, pray without ceasing. And that is why the burdens of life that we need to have will keep us in the path of holiness and righteousness. What was God's punishment upon Adam in the Garden of Eden? Do you remember? In the case of Eve, it was her physical and her mental, right? Extra pain in giving birth. And also mental, now you want to challenge the leadership of the partner of your husband and he will rule over you. But in the case of Adam, God punished the earth. Thorns and thistles will come from now onwards. In other words, I want you to now work hard by the sweat of your brow until dust you will return. The life of hard work is a good life, especially for Christians, because now you can work hard for God's glory. Before you could not, now that you can. So don't look for the comfortable life. Thank God for your life of daily stress and struggle. It's designed for us to live by faith. Number two, three scenarios. Living in paradise but with sinners in it. That was what happened in the Garden of Eden after the fall. Right? living in a world of thorns and thistles together with sinners. That's our world after the fall. Living in paradise with believers only. That will be our final destination as children of God. All these three scenarios are found in the Bible. Pretty easy to answer, right? The question is, will you be there? Number three, which do you think is the right expectation of a Christian life? I already mentioned this in the sermon. Trials and difficulties in life being the norm and peaceful moments the exception? Or peaceful moments being the norm and trials and difficulties the exception? The reason I put this in is because if your thinking is biblical, then when adversities come, when trials and difficulties come, you will not murmur and complain. You are already mentally prepared that this is supposed to be the norm. And therefore, when it comes, you know your Heavenly Father will never allow you to be tempted above that which you're able to bear. He knows the strength of your faith. And when He permits it, you know it is now time for Him to strengthen your faith and bring it up to the next level. And therefore, whenever you have peace and tranquility in your life, you cherish them. You are very sensitive to this blessing. And you'll be very grateful and thankful to the Lord because you know peace and tranquility, that's the exception, not supposed to be the norm. That's what this question is designed for, to change your thinking so that you will be more biblical in your understanding. I already explained it in the sermon. In the devil's world, the more you are like Christ, the more he will try to stop you. And our desire is to become more and more like Christ. That's what God has saved us and left us behind to do, and to give us all the preachers and teachers of God's word to help us achieve that in our daily life, Ephesians chapter 4. God gave us prophets, apostles, pastors, teachers, evangelists, in order for us to know God's word better so that we all can conform more and more to the image of God's only begotten Son. Be mature. And when you do that, rest assured, God can make you a great blessing to sinners to find salvation, to fellow believers, that they will be stronger in the faith because of your ministry and your presence in their lives. You think the devil will be happy? You're doing that in his world. He persecuted Christ because of that. He will do the same to you. That's what the Lord prepared the disciples, right? If this is what they did to the Master, should the disciples expect anything less? Thank you very much.